Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95BFM?
Welcome to the BFM studios, Steve Mandrake, aka Sam Smith.
In a bit more of an official capacity.
And also, Ash Mosen is here with us as well.
Ash Mosen, welcome as well.
Co-director.
Can I just
Field
say,
Marshall.
So you guys are putting on a party, putting on a festival out on the Awhiritu Peninsula, out there on the southern west coast of Auckland City.
Yes, John. In fact, we're actually selling a compilation cassette.
Oh, okay, you're selling a compilation cassette. And
those that purchase a cassette, John, we're more than happy to invite them along to a sweet party.
So when you purchase the cassette, you get free entry to this party.
It's a bonus free live experience, John. And you're right, it is out on the Awhiritu Peninsula.
Sea views, lake views, and also you've built, I've seen on social media, a beautiful stage which looks out there to the beautiful west coast.
Yeah, it's quite a good spot. Big Hungry was out there. We were out there a couple of weeks ago. And
Jin
from the 1 to 4, he's brought out his Makita drop saw, by the way. Like Makita, though.
It was quite helpful because you guys have milled down, you chopped down a couple of trees to create a view, and we actually used those trees. You had them milled down. That's right, that's right. And we've attached the old milled macrocarpa to the trees that are still standing.
Yeah, the brother trees right next to the ones we found.
It's a beautiful thing. Mm.
It seemed kind of cannibalistic in a way, but it's maybe the opposite of that.
Mm.
You've got a beautiful stage with a view of the ocean.
And if
bands aren't performing on it, you could also have maybe breakfast out there, maybe paint a picture.
A basketball court. I was going to say, if the band's not good looking, the view's meant. So the band might sound great, which is probably true to tell.
That's a good backup, Cam, but we have only approached good-looking bands for this event.
Oh, fantastic.
Just as well, they sound great as well.
So. Hey, speaking of good-looking bands, should we just kick straight into a track from one of the bands? What, should we go?
Yeah,
let's go down Wellington. Let's just go straight from Wellington.
Yeah,
Transistor.
Let's work our way up, shall we? Suburb by suburb.
Are these Wellington bands appearing at this festival?
These kids are so crazy good, man. Young dude Lockie fronts this outfit. They're called Transistor. This is The Brain. Really radical band.
We'll be right back.
That is Transistor. Track's called The Brain. Playing Field of Dreams March 2nd? Question mark? On a Saturday night?
That's correct, Big Hungry.
Thank you very much.
How far away is Awhatu Peninsula from Auckland Central?
Well, John, we commute in most days of the week here to the CBD, and it can take us an hour and a half.
Today was 1 hour and 5 minutes.
1 hour and 5 minutes.
I've done it well under an hour. You guys just go at weird times.
Your car's old as well.
I know. My car won't go 90.
Typically, when Big Camry's coming out, it'll be on a Saturday or a Sunday.
Angus Thunder said he did it in 40 minutes all the way to Mairangi Bay.
If you're familiar with Angus Thunder, John, I believe you are, he got to Browns Bay. Milford,
that's right.
45 minutes.
Well, he drives a late model European car.
He does.
So.
He drives a hard bargain.
Now, just for everyone that is thinking about getting tickets, getting a cassette and then attending the festival for free.
Yes.
If they want to get transport out to the festival on festival day, they catch the train out to...
Yep, so it's really simple. If you wanted to leave your car at the Papakura train station, you're more than welcome to. I would encourage you to get the train there.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a shuttle service running up until when the first band starts.
Okay.
Which I'll be driving it.
All right.
So you can be assured that your driver will be me.
So
well, actually, also it could potentially be Vonnie, who we're all familiar with.
Yes.
It also safe hands.
I've seen her license. It's full.
Now, so people would chuck a tent in their backpack, jump on the train, cruise on out. Maybe
very much so.
They would need to bring some snacks.
Yeah, what you want is a few snacks, but there will be food there. My brother Jesse, who's playing in the band Night Science, he's bringing his gypsy kitchen along. So there's likely to be espresso, ramen bowls, and a couple of other food options. But you're also welcome to bring anything you want to.
There's a barbecue.
There's a sort of community style.
Two barbecues.
It's only one night, so you just need whatever you need to get through.
What you need to
bring
is your cassette, so you can get in the shuttle van. Mm. And then you're going to want a warm garment because the wind can get up out there, and you're going to need some shelter.
If people want to find what we're talking about right now, will they go to fieldofdreamsnz.com?
Yeah, head along there, and that'll take you, give you a bit more info, and also you'll be able to head over to the Bandcamp, collect the cassette. While you're purchasing it, you can select your shuttle van time from the Papakura train station to the secret location.
It's keeping it tight because it's obviously quite a boutique situation, isn't it? We're talking 100 people.
Very much along the lines of your series in 2018. We've been talking about this for a long time in a way, and we didn't get to go to Neilstock this year, so.
So just quickly, so 17 tickets have sold so far, and it tops out at 100. It's topping out at 100.
Yeah, we're definitely telling John too many things, I think.
It's definitely, it's going to be a cozy time.
Oh, 18 tickets sold, John.
Hey.
We just got a ticket sold.
Thanks,
amazing. Let's keep talking. Call in. Donate now.
Which track should we play next off this? I guess we're just playing off this compilation of all the bands playing. We've got Ounces playing, Transistors playing, Waters playing, Nine Eye Express are playing, Te Huhu are playing, Green Grove's playing, Sang's playing, Night Sight's playing, and Surf Friends are playing as well.
And DJs Johnny and Big Hungry to see it out, I guess.
In and amongst. I think Jin's going to have a spin as well.
Jin from the 1-4, he's the true master in that
also,
DJ situation.
There'll be a couple of sets from Jin, and who knows, maybe even Angus Thunder.
Should we drop a track? What do we feel like?
Well, we push this up a little bit.
Well, my favourite.
Oh, this is a long one. This is a 9-minute song. This is Sang. It's called Mushroom Jam, and it's live. We could probably play it. Yeah, fuck it. Thank you. That one is called Mushroom Jam Live. That's on the cassette, the Field of Dreams cassette. Get the cassette, go to a sweet gig. That's a gist, right?
Very much so.
We thought, let's just go straight to the top. Late to the bill, but it wasn't hard to get these people on board because it's old mate Pete from Surf is in Surf Friends.
Surprise, surprise.
Classic Pete and Brad.
Classic Flying Nun band.
It's been a minute since they've played. So that's quite a special situation, I think.
I think it's 3 years since that last album.
Shit.
Already. And actually, Flying Nun have been kind enough to include one of the new singles on the compilation cassette as well. We haven't got it yet, so we can't play it.
Okay, so I'm going to have to re-edit the cassette, is what you're saying?
Yeah, so
okay.
We're just going to we haven't burned them all off yet, so...
Okay, good.
Yeah. But yeah, Surf Friends, and here's one of their tracks from that last record, which is Mint.
This gig will be kind of like a Mint holiday, actually. Surf Friends right there. We're just discussing
when
the bands will be playing. That will be released and announced shortly.
Just quickly, I think we quickly recap. So this we're talking Field of Dreams.
We're talking specifically fieldofdreamsnz.com, John.
What is that?
It's a website where you can...
No, what is Field of Dreams?
If you build it, bro.
It's a festival. Out west, we're talking about a festival, ladies and gentlemen.
In March, early March.
That's a recap.
Saturday, 2nd of March.
What's the lineup, Big Hungry?
We've got a lineup of Tehuhu.
Just having a drink of my beer. You saw that.
We've got Tehuhu. We've got Ounce. We've got Night Science. We've got Sang.
Transistor.
We've got Surf Rings. We've got Transistor.
Hot New Band Water.
We've got Johnny and Big Hungry, etc.
Did you say Nine Express?
DJ Sant.
Also, Heavyweight, Nine Express.
Green Grove also.
Nine Express, Green Grove.
It's worth mentioning.
Little Sun's playing as well.
It's worth mentioning. It's not on the list, so. Gee whiz.
New announcement.
Okay, good, good.
Ash's Little Sun project, probably a couple of tunes out there as well.
BYO, everything you need to camp through the night.
Some sturdy shoes.
Also, Rowan from the Wine Cellar is coming out to do the sound, so there'll be a little bit of K-Road there.
Let me take you through the list. We got Rowan on sound. We've got the two rugs from Golden Dawn stage.
We do. We got a couple of old rugs from Golden Dawn Matthew Cooley gave to us a while ago.
We've got Johnny and Big Hungry. We got Jin and Johnny Big Hungry who built the stage.
Haven't you got a couple of sheep? Are they going to be there?
We've got two lambs.
Yes.
There will be no spit roast.
For respect of the...
Just respect.
Yeah,
people. Yeah, so a few tent spots there. If you do have a camper that you want to drive out, we may make an exception for you because that's what you do for rich people, I guess.
I tell you what though, go to fieldofdreamsnz.com and just have a look at the view. That's
have a squiz at the Instagram if you're that way inclined. It's @fieldofdreamsnz.
Nice one.
Easy.
Let's hit another track. What should we? Should we go?
It's Notorious B.H.
Let's do this water. I think this is. These guys are on a really, really, really good tip.
This is another song.
Mason Ferry on the drums band.
Can I just say a quick shout out to Mason Ferry?
Right on.
He's the only one at this gig that's got 4+1s.
He's a solid
if
as a rock.
If you know Mason, you'll know that he's amazing.
Mr. Reliable.
Also, this is probably my highlight of the compilation.
Are you going to be wigging out?
The last two shows, like last year, they played this at Golden Dawn before it closed, and I was real toasted and fucking loved it.
Come to the fest, it's going to be a bloody fucking smiley time.
Yeah.
if I meant track. And that one is exclusive to the Field of Dreams limited edition cassette compilation, the purchase of which will get you free entry to the Field of Dreams live experience on Saturday, March 2nd on the idyllic Fiji Peninsula.
That was Water with Limo, by the way. That track, there is a couple of exclusives on the tape. Texter, who says you live out Waiuku, we do agree it's a great spot out there, and it's one tape per person, and it's worth mentioning that all the proceeds of this goes directly to the artists, so you're definitely getting your money's worth. What is it, like a 50?
54.20, I believe.
Right on.
It is R18, of course, so sorry, kids.
Yeah, outside of my brother's kids who will be working the gypsy kitchen.
There you go.
You better stay at home.
Like a little puff bread situation, eh?
I wish.
But imagine Jackie boy, you've seen him. Bloody cute little boy. He'll sell a lot of units.
Is there anything else we need to let people know about Field of Dreams Festival on March 2nd?
Apart from going to the website and further familiarising yourself with the whole scenario, probably the only other thing to say is that it really is extremely limited. So if you dig these bands like we do, get involved soon, I guess.
And that's the whole premise of the event, is that we dig the bands hard out and we just want to have a beautiful sounding time with our beautiful friends and make it a...
We've built a stage, exclusive. Like Kevin Costner told us to, and now everybody must come.
Very much so.
Bring your ghosts.
Dry land is not a myth.
No ghosts allowed.
Don't drink your own piss, though.
Thank you, Sam.
Unless you got one of those machines.
Thank you, Ash.
Thank you.
Thank you, Field of Dreams. Thank you to all these bands. Thank you to Ounce. BBM. Thank you to Transistor. Thank you to Water. Thank you to 99 Express. Yeah. Thanks to Who. Thanks, Green Grove. Thanks, Sang. Thanks, Night Science. And thanks, Surf Friends.
And like many rasters, 95 BFM, John Jamaica. Which at times is difficult to understand. He starts out talking about reggae music. Yeah, Jamaican people play it. Yeah, it's like musician from Jamaica play that music, you know. Can it be copied quite successfully outside of Jamaica? Well, you see, where I feel all the music, it can be copied, you know, but it's not copied, do it. Herbs are good for everything.
their alcohol, how quite they can drunk, or you don't make a minute, you just make it drunk. When you drink alcohol, you don't need it. It's more a consciousness. But you want some people power, and you want the people power in Rastafari.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.